You don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start in order to be great. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted as being among Apple's best. I like it a lot, and since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. If relationships are your thing, then you'll want to listen to episode 367 on how to fix your relationship without nagging. You'll find there's something in every weekly episode that you can use in your daily life. I listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show every week, and you should too. Find The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on both Apple and Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an inspiring message encouraging you to lose your fear of failing and just get started on working towards your most ambitious goals. Enjoy.
Suppose this idea that's been burning on the inside of you, suppose you just started it today. See, and don't wait to start an idea when you can figure it all the way through, because you'll never get started. You know, it cripples so many people because they think of how to start their business, then they look all the way down the road of the loans they're going to need, and they don't know nobody and they credit bad, so they stop. They never start. What would happen, had you ever thought, if you just started? Do the part of the business that you could do and ask God to lead you and guide you to the next step. That thing called faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. Suppose you just started out on faith. You just stepped out the water, stepped out the boat and stood on the water just on faith. Seeing that is rough, but just believing that he would take care of you. Just believing that he would get you through. Just believing that he would lead you to the next step. Start. If you just started, man, you would then give God something to put his finger on and to bless. People say to me all the time, man, Steve, it seems like everything you do work. Man, do you know what it is, really? I just lose the fear of failing and I start. I don't know how to do all of this. Come on, man. If I could have told you 10 years ago, there's no way I could have told you I'd be where I am today. But if anyone had come to me and said, Steve, in 10 years, you will be doing this, that, and the other. They will recognize you here. You'll get this recognition. You'll get this award, and you'll be living like this. I'd have just looked at them like they was crazy. I really would have, man. It's not that I didn't have the faith. It's just that in my imagination, I didn't see it. I've always believed in God. I just didn't see things for myself. See, I didn't open myself up to what God had for me. I was just living my life based on what I could see for me. When I stopped worrying about what I could see for me and started allowing God to do what he could do for me, it changed my whole existence, because I found out that God's plan was way better than mine. But you got to start something. You got to give God something to put his finger on, that Midas touch, where it turned into something. You got to let your imagination go. You got to let your imagination fly as wild as it can fly, without being constricted by the confines of where you live, and what color you are, and what sex you are, and how much money you make, and what your degree say. You got to let your imagination fly beyond that. You got to go for it. You got to step out on faith and you got to go for it. Oh, and did I mention you got to pray? Don't want to leave that out. Then you got to seek understanding. Man, read Proverbs. Proverbs is a great book to start with. I guess other people got other. I'm just telling you about me. Man, there's probably some better places to start. I don't know. Proverbs was the start for me. The book of wisdom and understanding that helped develop my thought process, which helped me become fairly successful. Proverbs teaches you everything you need to know. And if you can't read the King James Version, get you one of them translated Bibles. What difference does it make? Long as you hear what he's saying to you. Oh, and did I mention, don't forget to pray. And then take the idea, the business, the journey you want to embark on, and break it down inch by inch. Anything's a cinch. Just start with the piece that you can do. Okay, you don't know how you're going to get the loan when it's time for the loan. What part can you design the business card? Can you get the phone line put in? Can you start telling people that you're associated with, this is what you do now? You could start somewhere. You can get a gig somewhere doing something. Somebody will pay you for the service right now. And then simplify it. Take it and break it down to the lowest common denominator. Quit trying to figure it all out. Simplify. What can I do now? That's just like breaking it down, but simplify it, man. Get it simple for you. I can't figure this out. It's too complex. It's too difficult. It's too many levels. Quit tripping on that. Do the part you can do. Do what you can do. But start, man. Just get started today. Stop delaying it. Every time you put it off, you seem further away from it, don't you? Why won't you start? Let your imagination go. Open it up. You know, if you can't imagine, God sure can. He's going to do certain things for us automatically because he just loves us. He automatically does things for us that we take so for granted. Imagine what could happen to you if you just gave him a little bit to work with.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.